Well, hi there. Namaste to you and to everyone and to the world. Let's recap what we've done over the last couple of weeks and briefly so, in order to set the stage for moving forward. What we've fundamentally done is added two things. Most recently, it is the namaste, it is others, meditating with and meditating for others. When we add that factor to our meditation practice, our sitting practice, then it tends to work some magic because our meditation practice all of a sudden is not for ourselves, or not only for ourselves, either one or both. And any time that we add in a forefront way, in a very conscious way, altruism, warm-heartedness, loving kindness, and such, then it really does magic with our minds, does magic with our emotions, does magic with this sense of self. So that's the first component. The second is movement, energy, mind, awareness. And every once in a while, just brought it forward again, said, oh, yeah, it's here too. And so that it doesn't fade out of our minds, so that we can continue to observe the connectedness, the woven quality of these, and that with probably any observation that any of us makes, awareness has two qualities. Awareness has everyday awareness, like right now, sitting wherever we are. All of our senses are working, all of the internal consciousness mechanisms related to each of those senses is working. And so we are commonly aware of whatever we are in this moment, and no doubt it is quite multifaceted. And there is awareness, if you will, almost capital A, that is in the background, that sometimes comes to the foreground, sometimes that meta or mega, wider view, expanded mind, clarity, luminescence, and so forth, that is also present for us. So we've had the opportunity through observing, experiencing movement on any level, in any way, energy and its wide variety, mind and its ceaselessness, it's also its wide variety. And of course, we're always including emotions, sensations, perception, mental processes, they're all in there. Remember from Master DK, the idea of 18 subplanes worth, and then both aspects of awareness. By holding these things kind of always there, always noticing, we do ourselves great favors. And the favor is awareness, fundamentally. We've started to combine it all last couple of days. Excuse me. So we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. with all beings. Let me take a moment and consider the happiness in the world. There actually is some happiness in the world. And that happiness might be in birds dancing outside your yard or finding a mate or human happiness. Nature happiness. And we consider the suffering and hardship. In every echelon of life on this planet. We are living particular times. And we consider, as we ponder this, the grievous nature of the vast majority of that suffering, the unnecessary nature of the vast majority of that suffering, the human-made factor of the majority of that suffering, and we look at it squarely. And then we consider for ourselves that as a human being, since the majority of the suffering, the grievous suffering in this world, is human created, we look at that squarely as a human being and we resolve. For ourselves in our own ways, to do everything we can, in body, speech, and mind, with our movement, our energy, our choices, our decisions, our desires, our relationships, and so forth. To be an illumined factor of change, to change this situation. And we single-handedly take it upon ourselves with great joy and commitment, body, speech, and mind, every aspect. I will do everything I can thoughtfully to be part of the solution of an illumined, warm-hearted, loving-kindness life for all beings and for our planet. We smile with that. We feel goodness with that. Happiness. Who wants to knowingly and willingly be a problem and part of a problem? Nobody. So if we examine it and we listen to the birds and say, yeah, I want birds. I want to hear the birds. I'm going to do everything I can. We say, yeah, I want to see this guy. Yeah, we want loving kindness. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I'm in. With joy and happiness. And with that, we feel a goodness, a solidity. Feel your ground. Feel your centeredness. And a wholeness of being connected. Connected with our earth, connected with all beings. Committed to that connection. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath of air made possible only by others, plant beings. And we smile in the comfort of our homes. We have a home, and it is comfortable. And we smile and we think for a moment on all kinds of beings that don't have that. We smile as the movement of our mind slows down and gets centered and grounded. And then, as our energy shifts from whatever we were doing before we came for our meditation and shifts into presence, into here-ness, now-ness. We smile with our mind that is capable of considering very big things and then acting properly upon those considerations instead of just frittered away in our common considerations, chasing desires usually, or rejecting that which we don't want. We just look at it squarely and feel the difference as we sit for meditation. We abide in presence. It's gentleness. It's openness and a warm-hearted quality. And sit simply, resting the mind in that natural state. We dig a lonesome deep breath, full beings with our Mother Earth. We pause to reflect on our commitment to be helpful to this earth and to others. Warm-hearted and kind. We are all encouraged to use our minds for its brilliance and its wholeness, its warm-heartedness that is part of the mind. We are encouraged to do that as we live through our day every day with joy and happiness. Love you all. Great day.